Have you ever scrolled through someone's social media and felt like you knew them intimately? In A Touch of Jen, this common behavior spirals into something far more sinister. At its heart lies the disturbing relationship between Remy and Alicia, a couple whose connection is built entirely around their shared obsession with Jen, a former coworker of Remy's. Their intimate moments revolve around elaborate role-playing, where Alicia pretends to be Jen, complete with discussions of her freckled boobs and adult braces. After sex, they lie in bed scrolling through Jen's vacation photos on separate phones, analyzing every shadow and detail with religious devotion. Their fixation extends beyond the bedroom into every aspect of their lives. When Alicia finds a thrift store halter top resembling one Jen once wore, Remy buys it on the condition she only wears it at home, where he can superimpose his memory of Jen onto her. Their relationship exists in this strange limbo, neither fully with each other nor with the object of their obsession. The power dynamic between them shifts constantly, with Remy cruelly joking that he shares a mystical connection with Jen rather than with Alicia, revealing the toxic foundation upon which their relationship is built. The fantasy world Remy and Alicia constructed shatters when they unexpectedly meet Jen at an Apple store. Despite their inexperience, Jen invites them surfing in the Hamptons, creating immediate tension. Remy grows hostile while Alicia becomes more fixated, sending him Montauk Beach photos captioned, "This could be us." Their preparation exposes deeper issues. Alicia secretly purchases earrings from Jen's website and experiences disturbing episodes where Remy photographs her eating messily. When questioned about past bulimia, she explains she hasn't been systematic about it since her teens, using a strained metaphor about recovery requiring escape velocity. Against Remy's wishes, Alicia uses his laptop to confirm their trip participation. This privacy violation sparks an argument that evolves into a troubling encounter where Alicia follows Remy into the shower, impersonating Jen. The invitation has intensified their obsession while threatening the fantasy they've carefully maintained. The trip shatters Remy and Alicia's image of Jen. Her apartment is humid and messy, with beer cans and ashtrays everywhere. She speaks with a podcaster-like drawl and seems more lethargic than Remy remembers. Most jarring is her boyfriend Horace, impossibly handsome with mint-colored eyes, whose carefree attitude both unsettles and fascinates Remy. At Horace's beach house, power dynamics shift. Remy struggles with surfing while Alicia unexpectedly thrives, catching nearly half her waves on her first attempt. This success transforms Alicia, who begins confidently networking and adopting surfer terminology, irritating Remy, who texts that she's using her fake voice. Surfing becomes a metaphor for their relationship. Remy fails to reconnect with Jen, while Alicia begins embodying Jen-like qualities. During a late-night talk, Jen reveals feeling self-conscious about her palate around Horace and admits he basically owns her business, providing financial freedom but limited independence. The weekend evolves into a pressure cooker of jealousy, identity confusion, and resentment. Throughout the narrative, characters reference The Apple Bush by A.B. Fiskejohn, a self-help book introducing signifiers of flow that guide one toward their consummate result or ultimate purpose. When Remy first hears about it, Jen describes it as paradoxically garbage, yet life-changing. This contradiction reflects the book's role, seemingly New Age nonsense that nonetheless contains dangerous truths about reality. During a beach conversation, Jen explains how to recognize these signifiers. When Remy dismisses this as privileged thinking, Jen touches his arm, suggesting cynics underestimate positive thinking's power. The philosophy becomes central as supernatural elements emerge. After Alicia's death, during her transformation into Alicia as Jen, she embraces the book's teachings, calling Jen a signifier of flow. Later, we learn that Andrea, from grief therapy, is actually A.B. Fiskejohn herself, who explains that the monster attacking Remy is a fully manifested toxic antagonist, or paranormalogus, appearing when signifiers towards a consummate result are strong. After the disastrous beach trip, Alicia transforms into Alicia as Jen. The shift begins at the Hungry Goat Cafe when she refuses Cassie's attempt to delegate trash duty and deliberately causes Jake Gyllenhaal to drop his water bottle by smearing it with lotion. She makes a snide Zodiac Killer reference to him, briefly tasting the power of being Jen-like. This small defiance triggers a complete identity shift. Alicia starts buying Jen's skincare products and purchases wood at Home Depot, speaking with unusual confidence. The physical manifestation becomes the spod, a makeshift hot tub enclosure she builds in their apartment. This crude wooden structure, covered with tarp, becomes her sanctuary, where she fully embodies her new identity, responding to Remy with, "Alicia isn't here right now." The climax occurs when the real Jen confronts Alicia wearing her stolen earrings and sweater, escalating until Jen threatens a restraining order. Afterward, Alicia feels transformed, no longer imitating Jen, but becoming something new and potentially more dangerous. After Alicia's bicycle accident death, Remy's grief manifests supernaturally. Strange noises, footsteps, and eating sounds plague his apartment. These occurrences intensify when he downloads an AI texting app saved as Alicia New, which sends cryptic messages beyond its programming capabilities, showing typing bubbles before responding. Horror fully emerges when Remy battles a monstrous creature with an insect-like face and translucent blue exterior. Using martial arts and Alicia's letter opener, he fights the entity, which leaves black goo before vanishing in bright light. This encounter leads him to Carla, who introduces him to Andrea, revealed as A.B. Fiskejohn, author of The Apple Bush. The supernatural peaks when Remy sees multiple versions of Alicia glitching beside him. Through messages like, "The obstacle is the occasion," he becomes convinced that killing Horace will create an opportunity to bond with Jen through shared grief. This supernatural turn elevates the novel's exploration of obsession to a metaphysical level, suggesting fixations can literally reshape reality. The novel climaxes as Remy's misinterpretation of his consummate result turns violent. After finding Jake murdered by the paranormalogus, Remy and Carla go to Jen's apartment. At her door, Remy deliberately leaves Carla outside, watching through the glass as the creature kills her. Inside, Remy finds Jen alone, not Horace as expected. As the paranormalogus pounds on the door, Remy realizes the creature resembles Jen. This revelation triggers his most horrific act. He strangles and drowns Jen in the bathtub. As he does, the paranormalogus mirrors her injuries and dies alongside her. Remy escapes with Jen's body in his suitcase, placing her corpse into Alicia's spod. Later, knocking from the spod wakes him while the parrot mimics, "Hello, Alicia. I love you, Alicia." Then someone sits beside him. It's Jen, appearing uninjured as always. This disturbing finale reveals how our obsessions can transform us into monsters worse than supernatural creatures. When we reduce people to objects of desire, we destroy ourselves. In a world of social media fantasies, the question remains: how much of ourselves have we already lost?